Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. Nathan, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Today's broadcast is going to be domestic engineering and tips from the book. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Really, really well. I'm just kind of sitting back and watching the world crumble. It's unbelievable. All of the damage, all of the bad things that are happening, all of the lies, the deceptions. As Dr. Sheely said, you just can't believe anything that you hear, see, read. You just can't believe it. And the Biden administration was saying, the end of the month, 31st, to get out of Kabul. And then it was no, it's 3 days early, and it keeps changing his mind. And then today there was an explosion at the airport. And it's unclear how many casualties there are. There are at least 1,500 people, Americans, waiting to come back home. Why they were there in the first place, I have no idea. Why they didn't get any warning that the military was going to pull out, it makes no sense. No sense. So we have a government that is inept, out of control, lies to us at every turn. And we are on, this is all my opinion, class, we are on our own. And your job is to take care of your family. That is job number one. Kathy, any comments?
You took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say you're on your own unless you have close family members or neighbors that can help you. You're pretty much on your own. And you said it a year, 2 years ago, get what you need. Especially, I'll never forget when you mentioned when this whole thing happened, You kept saying, get what you need now because it's not going to get any better. And what's happening, in my opinion, is it's happening so fast. It's like you can't even keep track of all the problems that are happening and deal with. You're trying to prepare and you're trying to buy and you can't get it and you're trying to garden and then there's a drought and then there's a supply chain problem and then all that's happening overseas. And at our borders, it's like you can't even believe that this is America.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kathy, I mentioned that we're having trouble getting rubber tires and associated products. Several weeks ago, I ordered some tires for my 1968 AMX. And I decided that what the heck, I'm just going to put that on the road and, why not finish it? And maybe this winter, spend some time on that. So I'm getting all the parts that I'm trying to get all the parts I need, and it's really difficult. But I thought I'd get six tires, S-I-X, six tires. And so I ordered them, and we received one. Now, this is from a large, large distribution company. It's not like, a mom-and-pop pop tire shop that we order them from. It's not even like a big tire chain that we order them from. We get them from the same place that they get them from. And they're not in stock. And we got a delivery. And in the delivery was a gallon of tire lubricant. And this is a gallon jug, kind of jug that you might get a gallon of vinegar in. and it's a slippery liquid that you dilute with water. And you've seen the guys that mount the tires and the gals that mount the tires, they tip this like a washcloth almost on the end of a stick, and it's in there in a bottle on their tire changing machine. They dip it in there, they wipe it around the bead of the tire, they put it back in, they may wipe it around the other bead of the tire, and that's the lubricant. Well, that has been out of supply for about half a year. And I was talking to a guy who was in the tire delivery business, and he said, we got the only gallon that he has seen delivered in 6 months. We got it. Why? Because we ordered it a long time ago. And we ordered two of them, and we got one. Now, think about that. This is common. Every single tire shop that does a good job should be using it. Everyone. You know, like the Chinese factory outlet where they have their tire and battery and lube department. They should be using it, and they probably do. So how come this stuff is unavailable? Well, there's shortages in pretty much everything, and there are shortages. I mean, nothing is working right around here. Nothing. Let's say I ordered three separate pairs of sneakers on eBay. Two of them I had to send back because I ordered leather, New Balance leather. They came back plastic. So I sent them back. And then the sellers are saying, well, they say leather. They don't say leather. Nowhere on them do they say leather. So I got my favorite pair of sneakers. I found them in my size, Brooks. I think Brooks are the finest, and they actually are leather. So I've ordered fuses. I ordered 100 fuses for the fence chargers. Because you can order five of them for, let's say, $10, or you can order 100 of them for $30. And every time we get hit by lightning, the fuses blow. So I wanted to have a lifetime supply. So I ordered them, and they're new old stock. And these are those cylindrical glass fuses that they used to have in the automotive industry. 1 amp. And so they show a picture of it, of the, you know, the master pack of these fuses, 20 packages of five. So that's 100. And I bought it because it's new old stock. It arrives 18 packages of five and two packages of brand new Chinese fuses that are 35 amps. I can't use them. I can't use the 35 amps. How does that happen? I ordered five spoke wheels to match the five spoke wheels for our scaffold. I just ordered two of them. They were $60 for a pair. The picture shows exactly what we have. I measured ours. I measured, you know, I looked at the dimensions of the eBay listing. Perfect. Same scaffold wheels. I order them. They come in as four-spoke wheels. They're different. They're nowhere near as strong. They don't match. They don't match the four that we already have. I wanted six. So I send an email to the seller, and they go, no, we don't have five-spoke wheels. They show a picture of five-spoke wheels. They sell five-spoke wheels. But they can't deliver five-spoke wheels. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. One of all the items I bought on eBay in the last couple of months, one was correct. One. Where the guy actually delivered what he was selling. Kathy, have you heard stories like this, or am I just in the bad luck department?
No, it's happening. It's happening to us, too. Things that we order, they're not coming in. Or the same thing like you mentioned before, they say they have it, and you wait for it, and then when you don't get it, then you contact them. Well, oh, we don't have it in stock anymore. So then by the time that you have to go look again, either you can't find what you want or you needed it for a certain purpose or a certain day, now if you can find it, you got to pay a higher price. Since I went shopping this week, and some of the prices that I saw were really high. There's a aftershave that I try to get for my husband, and I would say 2 years ago I could get it at the store. It was right around $8 or $9. right now, if you can get it online, it runs anywhere from $27 to $56 for an 8-ounce bottle. You can't get it in the store anywhere. We've checked all over places where I used to get it. I don't know if it's just not, there's not that much, or whether the stores are reducing what they are carrying. I don't know the reason. I can't find the answer. But that's more than a 2 or 3% inflation increase.
Have you heard of a product made by a company, I don't even know if they're in business anymore, Menin Skin Bracer. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I know the story behind that. I used to work for a large corporation, and across the road was the Menin Corporation. And I was told by someone at Menin that, you know, they were making deodorant, and they had this stuff left over, and they didn't know what to do with it, this byproduct, this residual product that they had to get rid of. It smelled terrible. I mean, it was really a concentrated, strong smell. So one guy had a bright idea of diluting it with some alcohol and selling it. That's Skin Bracer. It's really true.
Wow.
So they were making deodorant, and the byproduct was this stuff, and they diluted it with alcohol, colored it, I think, blue, and sold it as Skin Bracer. Yep. That was back in the 70s that I learned this. Kathy, you've got some numbers for us? Yes?
Yeah, talking about deodorant, that was one of the things on my list. I was looking for Arid, and I try to get the clear because that's what he likes, but sometimes, you know, all they have is a solid. Well, I haven't been able to find the clear for months now. Well, I went to, just as I wanted to be able to check, because I thought, well, I'm going to go out shopping today, and I want to see with my own two eyes. So I went to four different grocery stores. They were all pretty much on my way where I was doing my errands. I could not find any. And then I looked at the prices of others, and it used to be I could get them, they would run sales 10 for 10. You could get 10 of them or you could get them a dollar a piece, or, you know, they would say 10 for 10 just so that you knew it was a dollar. And now the price, if the price on the shelf was $2, but they didn't have any. So I looked around at all the other deodorants, and they are running $3.50 to $7.50 for one, the same size container. So I don't know if it's the ingredients they can't get or the packaging, but the thing that surprised me was the lack. The one store, they had a whole, like, wall that they carried different deodorants. It was probably only 20% full. So if you can find deals, if somebody uses a certain kind, or you can find deals, I would get it. I checked online just to see, like, well, maybe I can get it online. The same one that I used to get for a dollar on sale was $7.50 online, if you could get it. So there were so many instances that I could not believe how much the price has gone up, if you can even find it. So maybe you look for alternatives, like, okay, I can't do that, so what am I going to do if I can't have a deodorant? Is there a natural alternative, a baking soda or something like that? So that was one example, Ben.
Yeah, we're finding the same thing. An automotive battery that used to be about $40, $37 is now $209.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet
DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Kathy's with us. Domestic engineer and some tips from the book. Kathy, I've got some numbers for you. And my research tells me that the perfect temperature for cooking an egg, chicken's egg, is 149 degrees Fahrenheit. A couple days ago, I went outside with the non-contact thermometer, and I was curious. So I aimed it at the roof. I aimed it at the stone siding on our house. You know, our house is made out of stone. Now, this is after the house has been baking for, you know, the better part of the day. So it's around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So the stone siding of the house was 130 degrees, 130. Uncomfortable to leave your hand on there for more than like a second. I aimed it at my old white pickup truck, Chevy pickup truck, parked in the sun. 120 degrees, roughly, approximately 120 degrees. There was a black car near it, aimed at that 170 degrees. So you can cook an egg at 149, that's the ideal temperature, and this black car was at 170. There was a green car, dark, dark green, next to it, 170 degrees. So the green and the black are at the same temperature. So I aimed it at the roof. And our roof is kind of, it's called weathered wood. It's an architectural style shingle. It's a composition shingle, you know, those stone granules. And it's got some brown and tan and green in there. And it looks like the color of bark, you know, tannish, brownish bark. 160 degrees. So what I'm saying is you could easily cook an egg on the roof, on the green car, and on the black car. And I aimed it at the garage door, which is tan in color. It was so hot I couldn't touch the garage door. This is one of those steel garage doors that's insulated. So it's steel on the outside, foam insulation, about 2 inches of foam insulation, and steel on the inside. And that was 138 degrees. These are really high numbers. So what I'm thinking is that air conditioning systems, refrigeration systems, cars are all experiencing extra stress based on the outside temperatures. I had some tires that I was working on. I wanted to put them on. I built a tire rack with our family, and it's 12 feet long, and it's 8 feet high, and has three tiers. So it holds 14 plus 14 plus 14 tires. And I wanted to put my spare wheels for my truck on the tire rack, but I wanted to wash them off first. So I got the high pressure washer and put them out on the concrete pad, and I was washing them off and I was letting them dry. And I decided, and the sun came out, I wanted to find out just how hot those tires get in the sun. 160 degrees, 160. I was really concerned that they would explode. So I let the air out of all the tires that we had that were just, you know, on equipment, just, you know, parked in the sun. And normally I don't leave equipment in the sun because the sun deteriorates the rubber, causes it to crack. But the sun came out and it was just extreme. So I wanted to share that with you. Are you seeing that the sun is really hot in Ohio as well?
Afternoon sun, it said it was 100.5 degrees, and I believe that it was really hot out. I had clothes hanging on the line, and it was so hot and muggy that they barely got dry because there was so much humidity. I mean, there were some things that I still felt there was some moisture in them, so I just hung them in the house over some hangers just to make sure they were completely dry.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, it's hot here, but I don't think we've had quite as hot. We've had, like, 90s in the last probably 2 weeks. It's been in the low to mid-90s all that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been in the 90s here. But the temperatures that I read, like the roof at 130, the siding, the stone at 1, I'm sorry, the roof at 160, the siding at the stone at 130, the green car at 170, the black car at 170, the white truck at 120. That was in a 90 degree sunny day. So, all right, we'll be right back with Kathy. I know she's got a lot of information for us about what's happening with the numbers. And we'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans in Afghanistan are being warned to stay away from the Kabul airport due to terrorist threats tied to ISIS. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul sent out the alert early Thursday. Senior U.S. officials are reporting that the warning was related to specific threats involving ISIS and potential vehicle bombs. Vice President Kamala Harris talks about the evacuation on Wednesday.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk.
A federal appeals court Wednesday upheld the death sentence for Dylan Roof, the convicted mass shooter from the summer of 2015. His target was Black American members of a church in Charleston, South Carolina. It should be noted that Attorney General Merrick Garland last month issued a moratorium on federal executions. Roof remains on death row at Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton led the lawsuit to the Supreme Court, forcing the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy.
So incredibly important. This is one of President Trump's, I think, greatest successes, because he had the same problem. He instituted this program because all of these immigrants were being told by immigration lawyers, hey, come to the United States, you'll cross the border, tell a border agent that you're claiming asylum, and then you get to disappear into the country for years. You don't ever have to come back. And so this idea that you have to stay in Mexico and wait for your asylum hearing is a really good idea, especially when only about 14% of these people qualify. So it was greatly successful under the Trump administration. We're hoping that reinstituting it will really help along the border.
Mr. Paxton on Fox News says Biden has no regard for the Constitution of the United States.
No, there's no doubt. He looks at the federal law as sort of his choice. If he wants to follow what has been passed by Congress, his job is actually not to change the laws, it's to follow them, whether he likes them or not. I have to do the same thing in the executive branch. He doesn't do that. He says, look, I don't have to follow the laws. I was elected president. This constitutional thing doesn't work for me. So he literally tells people not to enforce the law, and that's what's happening along the border. That's why we have such a disaster. And you can compare what Donald Trump did a year ago to where we are now. The numbers are dramatically different. The results are horrible. And it's because we have a president who literally is out of control.
It should be noted, since ending the Remain in Mexico policy was terminated by Biden, it will need to be renegotiated with Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you've been reading the news, watching the news, doing your own research, listening to the news, you have learned that the credibility, dependability, and integrity of the United States government has been squandered to nothing. Nothing left. Zero. In the last 8 months. Kathy, you've got some numbers for us. What's happening on store shelves? Do you have additional numbers for us?
I do, Vince. And hopefully if we get done, and I would like to talk about the gardening and what we're doing, what you and I are both doing, because I think that there's a lot of little things that we both learned through the years that can help fill our shelves and our refrigerators and our pantries. So, but I do have some other things I wanted to mention. One of the things I would like to have people just double check is always check your receipts, because in the last 2 weeks, I have found three mistakes. One was a $6 mistake. One was like a $2.50, and one was a $4 mistake that it just didn't scan right. And so as they're, you know, whether it's you order something online or whether you're in the store, I would check that and make just kind of double check, because to me, it ended up being, you know, $10, $12, and that was worth it to me to go to customer service and get my money back or tell the cashier. Some of the one thing that I saw, I didn't buy it because of the cost, but King Arthur makes a flour, and it wasn't whole wheat. It was just organic flour. They wanted $10 for a five-pound bag. I was speechless because it used to be like $4.79, probably a year ago. So I couldn't believe it. So there again, see if you can order it in bulk online. And Vince, I know that you're probably more in tune with this than I am, but there's such a severe drought out west that I know wheat and corn and soy, all that is affected. So that's going to trickle down into a lot of products.
You're absolutely right. The numbers, we check all the receipts. We find mistakes, you know, on all kinds of things. So we're supposed to get credits, and they don't necessarily show up. And so, class, it's up to you to make sure that your wallet is intact and that people are not making mistakes with regard to your wallet. I read some of the fees and charges and changes to one of the bank accounts that we had. It's a bank called Mid-Missouri Bank. And I wanted to have another account just in case. Just in case we needed to go to the bank and, you know, the bank that we like. We really love this one particular bank. It's not Mid-Missouri. It's a different bank that we really love. We despise Mid-Missouri Bank. And so we opened an account many, many years ago with Mid-Missouri, and they would charge us for not using our account. You know, we put money. It's a savings account. It wasn't like the kind of, we just put money in there and let it sit there. And they would charge us for inactivity. And it was such a nuisance because we'd have to make a deposit or withdrawal just to avoid the $3 or $5 a month fees. Such a nuisance, we just said the heck with it. And because they're transitioning to online banking, which they think is great for everybody. I don't like online banking. I really don't. I don't even mail. If someone gives me a check, I don't put that in the mail. I used to. I don't trust the U.S. mail to get, 25, 30 miles away from here. I don't trust the mail to get that check. And why? Because what would I do if the check got lost? You know, I mail it on Monday and 2 weeks the bank hasn't still, 2 weeks later the bank hasn't gotten it. What do I do? How do I get a replacement check? Sometimes if you know the person, you get a check, you know, but what if it's from some company? Well, you know, the check got lost. Oh, really? It got lost? Well, let's wait another couple weeks. Let's wait a couple more weeks. I mean, so I don't trust it. So what I do is one of us goes to the bank and we go through the drive-up to make sure that we hand them the check and we get the receipt for the same amount as that check is being deposited for. That's what we do. So I don't trust this online banking. These online banking accounts have been hacked over and over and over again. Why would anybody put their valuables entrusted to the Internet? Why? The Internet's flaky. I mean, how many times have you heard me say I got knocked off the air? The Internet's flaky. So, and if you have voice over IP, voice over internet protocol, meaning you have a telephone line that is predicated upon the internet being there for your telephone calls. They tell you, don't count on this for 911 calls because it may not be there. I tried Vonage many years ago, and that's what they said. They said, do not depend on this for 911. If you have an emergency, don't depend on us. That's what a landline is for. How about that? Cell phones aren't dependable either. How many times do you have a cell phone and you look at it and you go, oh, no bars. No bars. No, huh. No service here. But landlines work like 99.9997% of the time. Literally. Kathy, numbers. We had some beef processed. Ultimately, we got about 800 pounds of beef. Our beef. World class, in my opinion. I'm not bragging. It's just that they are. Our beef is world class beef, and we don't sell it. Not finished beef, anyway. 800 pounds of beef, $1,500 to process it. Now, that's just the cost to cut it and process it and put it into plastic shrink wrap bags. So we have some steaks, and we have some burgers, and we have some jerky, and we have beef sticks, and $2 a pound to process it. Now, how could we be competitive? Raising the animal, feeding the animal, finishing the animal, you know, when it costs us $2 a pound to put it in a package to sell it. That's without the beef. That's just, assuming the beef is free. This is a big problem. The small farmer just can't possibly make it. Impossible. Kathy?
Oh, that's true, Vince. That is terrifying to me because that's the backbone of our country, and it's so much work. I know it's so much work for you and all the small farmers.
Yeah.
You know, Vince,
Kathy, do you know what beef costs right now? Because I have no idea. I mean, I don't go to the store. Hamburger, good quality, like, oh, maybe 80-20 or 90-10? Probably 80-20. That would be the best overall.
I would say right now here it's $4.50 a pound, and it goes up from there.
I'm sorry.
For better quality.
80-20 is $4.50?
Yes.
I remember as a child it was 39 cents.
Mm-hmm.
49 cents. $4.50 a pound for 80-20. Okay.
Some of the other prices that I've really noticed that have really taken an increase in meat and fish and seafood, that's all really gone up. Paper products, they are limiting them now in some stores. Sometimes they're full, and sometimes when you go in the store, it's just cleaned out. They might not have, maybe they'll have one brand, but they won't have the other. And that could be for the supply chain shortage. But I do know that Costco and Sam's and some of the other stores are putting limits. I know Aldi's is putting limits on certain things now, and the prices have gone up on paper, which means even diapers, paper plates. Some people said they haven't been able to find paper plates. And the people that I've listened to or talked about, they're using them more for if there's a grid down situation or no power, at least they've got plates, and then they can just dispose of them or recycle them or burn them. Some people are commenting on, like, water. They go in to get jugs of water or bottled water, and they're out. A lot of them say, like, they've gone to, like, Costco or Walmart or Kroger. Now, I've seen it. I haven't seen but I haven't really been shopping for it because I don't typically buy bottled water. We have our own reverse osmosis here, and I use that. But cereal has gone up really high. One of the other items that I noticed, I was in the store, and I was looking at the packaged 1 pound package of beans, and typically if I can buy it, I'll go and buy it. Like Sam's has a good price on pinto beans. And last I knew, it hadn't gone up, and I think it was only 59 or 69 cents a pound, but you had to buy a 12-pound bag. But for me, that's nothing because I use a lot of beans. So, but if you go into just a regular grocery store, most of the beans were right around $1.80 a bag. Now, I remember a couple years ago, you could get them for 59 cents a bag. So that's tripled. Now, you can get them at places like I have seen them at the dollar store before. I don't know if they still carry them, but those are $1 a bag. So if you're out and you're at a dollar store, or maybe Aldi's has got, but Aldi's, from what I understand, their selection is real limited. They might only have black beans or pinto beans, but they don't have a big selection. So if you wanted like chickpeas or something like that, I don't think they carry those. But I do know that I do know some of the bigger stores are putting limits, like one package of paper towels, one package of rice. They're even putting limits on buying like canned vegetables. So they must know something's coming, or they're just having trouble getting them.
So I just looked at Sam's Club, and I was looking at some other pasta as you were saying this. And we have one of those deluxe overpriced memberships where we pay $100 a year. And one of the alleged benefits is free shipping. And so you go to the website, you log in, and you say, hey, I'm Vinfinelli. And you look up pasta. And it's $3.55 for a box of it. But if you want it shipped, it's $4.68. Now, we have free shipping. We have this deluxe membership. Now, the regular membership, I think, is $35 a year. So for $65 a year more, you get free shipping and some other alleged benefits. So this is a lie. This free shipping thing is a lie. Because they have two prices. One if you pick it up and one if it's shipped. So how is it free shipping if it costs more to buy it under the click for shipping? Sam's Club lies. And what are we going to do about it? I don't know.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, I looked up the price of some, durable items, like a toolbox, one of those large mechanics-type toolboxes, Matco, M-A-T-C-O brand, $6,500 brand new. $6,500 for a toolbox. Hard to believe, right? Class, you are seeing inflation of quality items. You're seeing it right before your eyes. The prices are absolutely insane. A banged up, beat up, old toolbox. One that the drawers don't work right. The drawers don't close right. The hinges are damaged. Used, you know, well used. $3,000, $2,000 for a toolbox, used. And it's not like in great shape. It's hard to believe, right? Check it out. Kathy, back to you.
It is hard to believe. Well, Vince, that kind of leads me, I hadn't planned on talking about it, but it kind of leads me to thinking about estate sales, auctions, garage sales. There's actually kind of a art to it. And what I have found over the years is that you go in and you look around, and if you have some wisdom, you can identify the better quality items. If it's something that you want, you grab it. Don't put it down. Don't walk by it, because I've had numerous times where I've walked by something and somebody right behind me picks it up. But we have found probably really some great deals, some real quality items. It depends on where you live and where you're going, but especially out here in the country, you can find shovels and garden tools and all kinds of things you would use in the yard and in the house, and quality canning things and things like that. But what I do is when I go, and even sometimes if I'm at the store, I'll go and I'll do like a walk around and I'll look at everything. And if I see something, I'm like, okay, yes, I absolutely need this. I'm grabbing it. And then I'll walk around again, because it's amazing how much you will miss. Then I will look underneath. A lot of times people have things in boxes. And you pull the box out, and there's all kinds of stuff on top of it. And if the people, if the price seems kind of high, I will ask a question. I'll say, would you consider going a little lower? Or would you consider this price? And then you take it for what it's worth. But I will spend a couple extra minutes, whether I'm at an auction, and if it's an electronic thing, I always ask if I can plug it in. Can I check it, make sure it works? And I think that might be something that people might want to consider. Now, maybe some people won't do garage sales or estate sales or auctions, but there's a lot of online auctions now where you can preview it and you can contact the seller and say, does this item work, or can you take a close-up picture, or can you give me the manufacturer? And the prices are so high on so many things, Vince, that if you have the time and you have the inclination to go, there's times I cannot believe the things I have found. One example, real quick, was I was at a garage sale. I was going out to get some feed, and I went by a garage sale. It was a barn sale, and this lady had a whole, like a shoebox full. It's called seam binding. You use it on when you're hemming clothes, or when you put it on hems and you do other, you need it for trim and you turn it under. It was a whole shoebox that was literally overflowing. She sold me the whole box for $2. One of them, just one package, and there's probably 60 or 70 of them in there. One package now is going for about $1.50. So I have every color. I have a lot of it, but for $2, you just never know when you got to make a repair, whether you need like a turquoise or you need a coral or a hot pink. You'd be amazed with grandkids what types of things you are fixing for them or hemming. But I just think that if people aren't willing, you know, if you're willing to follow your pride and you just need to go and look around, you'd be amazed at what you can find, but it might come down to it. I'm just trying to give people, like, don't just walk in and say, oh, it doesn't look like a good house, because a lot of people, they will have their daughter's things or their grandkids' things or their grandparents' things, and you just never know what's there. And you can find camping things and tools. So I would imagine, Vince, if somebody had one of them toolboxes like you were talking about, you could probably get it for a fifth of the price of what they're selling for now, if they don't, you know, if they want to get rid of it.
Yeah. You know, I've seen garage sales, and in the past, when, you know, we were more mobile before the China virus. And I stopped at this one guy's garage sale, and he had some jack stands to, you know, once you jack up a car, I think they were $3 or $5. Be glad to buy those. And he had some cast iron skillets, and $3, $4, $5. So, okay, may I buy those? Yep. The prices were very, very reasonable. You know, no negotiation was needed. They were just great prices to begin with. He could, I mean, they were really caked with goo. I'm talking about the cast iron cookware. Just put it in the outdoor wood stove, and a day later, they're like brand new. So, there, it's out there. It's out there, and people don't know what they have, especially the young people. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.